Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of Men Without Hair. I'm Glenn Weissman and this is my partner, Jeff Clapp.
How y'all doing?
And we are the team behind Power Pair Marketing. We created this podcast series to help our clients, prospective clients, and people who are just looking to get a handle on business or marketing problem. We're happy to help you and provide you with our insights so your business can perform better. Today's topic, opinions about politics and religion don't matter. Today I'm going to start by telling everyone one of my anecdotal stories. Several years ago, my wife and I were out with close friends who are our political opposites. We were walking by a couple of shops and bars, and some had signs for one candidate or another. There was one thing we agreed on. None of us would go into any of these establishments. Why? We wanted to have an enjoyable day with each other, and someone feeling uncomfortable is not on the menu of good fun. So I ask anyone listening this question. Can you chop out 40% of your potential customers and still survive?
Well, you know, in many business-to-business lines of work, there are a lot of things people come to you for, and one of them obviously is an informed opinion. You know, people come to us and, you know, they talk to us about marketing, and they might go to one of our clients for an insightful opinion on a matter of insurance, finance, or law, but they're certainly not coming to me for political advice or religious or spiritual advice. So keep that stuff to myself, you know?
Yeah, there's too much emotion tied up in matters like religion and politics. And it's not a matter of opinion, but it becomes rather a matter of personal identity. And when someone feels their identity is being assaulted, they will feel insulted. We believe in keeping people engaged with the things you're an expert in and keeping things positive. It's why we don't do negative marketing. That's not to say we won't be critical about a perspective, but we won't allow ourselves or our clients to make it personal. There's just too much to lose.
Here's the bottom line. If you really need to have an opinion, I say keep it at home. You know, keep it on your personal social media page. Don't let it start to infect your business. I've seen business owners do this where they start to put up posts or agree with posts that are a particular leaning, and next thing you know, you're gonna chase certain kinds of customers away. It's just something to be very mindful of, you know, before you start to just, you know, use social media as a sounding board.
Hey, you know, that's all we've got in this short time. Check back next week for our next installment of Men Without Hair.